Justin Flick back with you, joined now by Coach Marco Hunter. We're talking Houlton boys basketball. Like the gals, the Houlton girls 0-3 to start the season against some really, really good teams and some state-ranked competition. And, Coach, I guess before we kind of dive into any specifics of the game, before we jumped on air here, you mentioned defense, and it sounds like that's kind of the main focus point and a lot of concentration for your team right now, no matter who you're playing, is just improving the defense, trying to keep the scores a little bit lower and more competitive.
Yeah, and you know, and then that's the thing, you know, if you have to be able to defend, you know, for four quarters the best you can with what you have, and that's kind of been what we're struggling at, you know, and trying to find our team identity, and you know, even though three games in, it's very, very early, but you know, you want to establish what type of defensive team you're going to be, and you know, we haven't gotten very, very good production out of that yet, and you know, it's all fixable things, and the kids understand that, and they want to do well, so you know, they gotta trust themselves more than what we have been and do the things that we're capable of doing and within the defensive scheme, and I think we'll be okay going forward.
As mentioned, I mean, the schedule's been super tough. You played really good teams, but it seems like the first quarter you found yourself down pretty early in each of the first three games, and I'm sure that kind of, you know, just makes things more difficult, but it changes the mindset for the players, maybe makes them press or, you know, added stress to score quickly, you know, instead of being able to just run more offense and kind of go through the normal flow.
Right, yeah, you know, and we talk about how we want to play, you know, offensively. We want to run the floor. We want to score in transition when we can. But, you know, a lot of it is, you know, we do get down, and you can kind of see the body language start to shift a little bit. And, you know, that's something that we have to learn because we are a younger team playing against, you know, very experienced. The first three games, you're playing against three teams that could possibly be at the state tournament. And, you know, it's going to be the same way with our next three games. But it's all things that the kids – have to understand that we can control what we can control with the ability and the skill set that we have. You know, the height factor is going to be a deficit for us all season. We can't change that. But we can still play. We still can compete. And we haven't set our tone of how we're going to compete yet collectively. And that's something that we'll continue to work on and practice every day.
There's certainly been some bright spots. One of them is, you know, kind of, I think, what we expected to be a bright spot, and that's the playing and scoring ability of your guards. Devin Terwilliger, yeah, we had talked about with the 25-point opener, but Corbin Fox and Carrick DeDondre were both in double digits against Burlington and both in double digits against Silver Lake as well. It just seems like maybe the scoring for those guys, for whatever reason, comes in bunches. I know Corbin hit three threes in the second quarter consecutively. Devin hit three threes in the fourth quarter against Burlington the other night, and, you know, you see it there. I'm sure you're just looking for that, you know, through more consistency throughout the game.
Yeah, you know, and I was glad to see Corbin kind of get, you know, find the hot hand, you know, on Tuesday night, because he struggled the first two games just scoring. But Corbin, he's 5'7", 5'8", but he's kind of our do-it-all guy. You know, he plays so hard, and he wants to do well and wants his teammates to do well. He's kind of, he's turned into our leader by example. And it's good to see Devin, you know, Devin was kind of I told him, I said, the worst thing to happen to you is you score 25 points your first game as a varsity player. Yeah. And, you know, and he kind of like, yeah, I said, it's a good thing. I'm glad you had success. I said, but, you know, now you really understand people are going to come after you. I said, you're just a sophomore. And you have to, you know, you got to learn as you continue to play. And he's going to be, you know, so much better. And Carrick's the same way. All three of those guys kind of worked in a trio all summer. They made sure they were together. They made sure they were in the gym. You know, our assistant coach, you know, Coach Alexander, he's done an awesome job with them as well as the rest of the team. But we know that our, you know, our focal point, those three are kind of our scoring offense as far as production, because they can handle the ball, they can create, they can shoot. But we can't rely just on the three of them to do all the scoring. You know, it's a team game, and we're just slowly going to put our pieces together and see what works best for us and give ourselves an opportunity.
You bet. Yeah, you're talking about Corbin. I think he's taken five or six charges already this season as well. So
yeah,
pretty cool
absolutely.
To see that. Well, schedule doesn't get any easier at Nemaha Friday, and then Perry comes to town before a trip to Rossville to end the December break. Keep grinding, Coach. Thanks for your time, and we'll look forward to seeing you on the court here in the next few games.
You bet. Thanks a lot.
Head Coach Marco Hunter of the Houlton Boys. The Wildcat Weekly Locker Room Chats are presented by Community Healthcare System, by the Farmer State Bank in Houlton, and by Medical Pharmacy.